Right. Any birthdays today? Stick up a hand if you've got a birthday today. No, good gracious, we must have 250 people in here and no birthdays. Right. Tomorrow. Good. Hooray! Okay, Christmas Day. Anyone here born on Christmas Day? No, no, no. Someone's standing up over there, but it was just to check what was happening outside. January the 6th. Oh, same day as me. Makes two of us. Do you ever forget your birthday? If tomorrow they just, you know, you got up and nobody said anything and nothing happened, would you feel that was okay? No. January the 6th, that's, you know, that's in all over the eastern part of the Mediterranean, that's when they celebrate Christmas. So I went, there was one year when I had Christmas here, and I went to Israel to do some work there, and I was in Bethlehem on January the 6th, I had another Christmas, and it was my birthday. And nobody remembered my birthday. So if anyone had been born on Christmas Day, I'd have been really sympathetic. We heard this morning on the radio a lady who's looking forward to her birthday. Anyone hear her this morning? Wasn't it? 106. Her next birthday, she'll be 106 years old. And she was just so sharp, wasn't she? Wasn't it unbelievable? And she was just full of life and looking forward to her birthday and seeing her family. And she said, my nephews and nieces will come. And we thought, gosh, her nephews and nieces are probably in their 80s. They're all 90s, you know. And she was just so full of life. And, you know, she was talking about one of her earliest memories. So she was born 106, 105, 99. She was born in 1908. And she remembers seeing people at railway stations in the First World War reading the newspaper and crying when they found their relatives' names who'd been killed in the fighting. Now, if you said to her, no, that never happened, that's too long ago, don't be silly, you're making it up, I think she'd have a pretty sharp answer to you, and rightly. The story we heard this morning, just read, was much more recent than 100 years ago when it was written. The person who wrote it, he said there were shepherds in the fields, angels appeared and said to them, to you is born this day in Bethlehem a saviour. And when it was being written, people didn't say, oh, that's too long ago, you must be making it up. This is history. This really happened. To you is born this day. It's a birthday. It's a birthday. Nobody forgets birthdays, or at least don't easily forget birthdays. Birthdays matter. We celebrate birthdays. So it's history. Jesus was born on a particular day in a particular place, in Bethlehem. And when you go to Bethlehem, you find there are various caves and places, which is probably where they had the manger and the stables next to the inn. You'd put the animals in a cave so they were kept out of the elements and there was a bit of shelter. So there they were, in a manger, in a cave, on a given day, 2,000 years ago. It happened. One. Two, to you is born this day in Bethlehem, a saviour. Now, if someone comes along and offers to save you, you know, if they're sensible, that there's probably a good reason for it. There's probably a good reason. I was down in Cornwall a few weeks ago and went out in a lifeboat. In fact, they let me steer the boat. There's an appeal for the RNLI going on. They need a new boat, but it was fun. But if you are out on a boat in the middle of the channel and a lifeboat suddenly came towards you, I think you'd reckon there was a problem. Because it doesn't just sort of happen. You'd think, why do we need a lifeboat? Why do we need a saviour? Why do we need a saviour? Because we need to be saved from something, individually, each of us, and together. We need someone to come and rescue us. And it's quite obvious when you look around the world, see that the world needs rescuing. To you, the word means all of you, the whole world together, and to each of us. Yesterday I was talking to a bishop in the Sudan. And he's in a refugee camp about 80 miles, 100 miles from Juba. In a refugee camp in a place called Bor, he's the Bishop of Bor, Anglican bishop, about 1,800 miles from Juba, from the capital of South Sudan. And he was in a camp surrounded by enemies who were threatening to break in and kill people. I hope we'll pray for them and for the South Sudan. And the fact that people should even think of attacking refugees tells us that we're in a world that needs rescuing. The fact that across this country we've got food banks and we've got people going hungry and we have to, on a Monday night, you have to make space in this church for rough sleepers tells you that we have a society that needs rescuing. But we also, each of us, need rescuing. To you is born. Each of us needs to say to God, I need help and rescue. Each of us does. And when we do that and say, I need help and rescue, we find not just the baby Jesus, but God himself invades our life and rescues us. If you don't know that, talk to Barney or Craig afterwards, and they'll tell you how it happens, how you can find out more. Each of us needs to know that for ourselves. I discovered that in 1975, as it happens, October the 12th, 1975. I remember it well. The moment when Jesus came into my life and I knew that I had a saviour for myself, not just some. To you is born this day in Bethlehem a saviour. It really happened. It's history. It's not just a story. It happened on a given day and it's for each of us and we need it. So make space in your hearts, in my heart, for Jesus to come and rescue us. Amen.